During Robert Brogdon's Olathe Buick GMC clearance event, save up to 20% on new models like the 2023 Buick Encore GX or GMC Sierra 1500. View their huge inventory at robertbrogdon.com and find your perfect match.
Isn't this a sports show?
Kiss my bum. Just go ahead. Please.
That did not sound good. Don't do that. It sounded tinny. Okay, you're done now.
Smooch it.
Almost entirely.
This is a good radio show.
It's certainly a radio show.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I say it pretty frequently. I don't have a great memory, right? My best memories are Slim Chickens, basically.
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
Beards, how do you pee?
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
We have some things to talk about today. I don't know if this is something along the lines of the busiest Wednesday in recent sports memory. I don't know if it's just NBA based with some Royals day game angst, but holy smokes, a lot has happened. I'm pretty sure there's an NBA playoff game tonight, and it's not one of the top four or five stories from the NBA to this point. Plus, we have what happened to the Royals earlier today. Plus, yet another installment in the, wait a second, can the Royals pitchers and coaches not communicate saga?
The answer is no.
The answer is no to that one.
And problem solved.
We also have some more Chiefs audio today. If we get to it over the course of all our 2 hours, there are a couple things from Chris Jones that I thought were a little bit interesting. If we don't get to it today, we'll get to it sometime this week. We'll figure it out. We'll get there when we get there. But the thing that absolutely must start this show today is that I got verified on Twitter today. Rudy, would you actually mind running over there for me really quick over to the corner? Thank you, Rudy. Would you grab me one of the party horns out of the bucket over there? I actually completely forgot. Here's how buck wild bonkers this day has been. I forgot to mention the fact that I am now a member of the Blue Checkmark Brigade. Over the top. Close enough. Thank you, Rudy. I am now a member of the Elite Media. I am now a better person than everyone without a blue checkmark. Boy, that party horn sounds like it's been in that bucket, unblown.
You're like any artist is now signed with a major label.
Got a major label.
You sold out.
That's fine.
I don't like your content anymore, to be honest.
That's all right.
I never liked it.
I'm used to that. So that happened today, and that was fun. That's how my day began. I got up this morning about 7:30, roll over. Actually, it was before 7. I woke up before my alarm today. Don't know why.
I did the same.
I didn't plan it. I don't like it.
About 30 minutes before.
But I woke up at about 6:55.
Woke up at 5:30.
I roll over. I got a Twitter notification. I got a Gmail notification. Guess who's verified? It says, at JB Briscoe, no E, is now verified.
So when are you getting verified?
Pretty good joke.
Thank you.
And I woke up to that. I had some good tweets ready to go. I was making memes about my blue check mark, my beloved, beloved blue check mark.
You only have the blue one?
What?
You don't know about the multicolor check marks?
Rudy, get out of here. That's fine.
For the split second, you doubted yourself.
You can have this one. Oh, for a
it
split
might
second.
Literally I, be like 0.3 seconds, but
I doubt myself
0.3
all the
seconds,
time.
I had you.
Who are you even talking to
a
right now?
A different kind of doubt.
Just started doubting myself, please.
A specific kind of doubt.
So I was ready to have, you know, honestly, the greatest day of my life. People say that, you know, it's their wedding day or the birth of a child or whatever, but I got verified on Twitter today. Like, what? You can't tell me anything. I mentioned this briefly on Sunday Sound Off this weekend, but like we didn't talk about it on the show. The fact that the new Migos album has a song called Mahomes, which prominently features the aforementioned titled quarterback.
I thought it might be Justin Herbert.
If I had a Migos song named after me, no one would be able to talk directly to me. You'd have to talk directly to my assistant. But getting verified, like the second best thing. So that was going to be the energy that took me throughout the day. I was going to be insufferable, but also filled with joy. And then I saw a tweet from Shams. Chris Paul has entered the NBA's COVID protocol.
R.I.P.
He's fine.
Him and Aloy.
Now, to this point, we have more information than we had this morning. In fact, Shams put it out with pretty minor details. Even still, his full story has relatively few details. But from Matt Barnes to Jalen Rose, we've gotten a handful of people who have spoken about it on television after speaking to Chris Paul. We've heard from Monty Williams. We've heard from the Suns GM, James Jones. I'll weave some of this all together here. Knowing what we know now. But as of this morning, a bunch of questions. One, was he exposed to COVID or did he get it? Mm-hmm. Two, was he vaccinated against COVID? Three, is he symptomatic? All questions that became very difficult to parse. Now, at this point, we have some reports here. Here's a few things that we have heard. And there's a macro thing that I think is really worth hearing right now. So one is that the reports are that he tested positive. And there was also, as Shams tweeted, one positive test out of the last round of NBA tests. We were all presuming that's Chris Paul. Also, according to multiple reports, Jalen Rose and Matt Barnes among them, Chris Paul has been vaccinated. He was vaccinated, I think it was supposedly in February or March, so well outside of the two-week incubation period. This one, I remind you that vaccines are incredibly effective, but not 100.0% effective. We've seen that with the Yankees. We've seen some bleep happen. This should be pretty obvious at this point.
Yeah, Gleyber Torres got it twice.
But there are plenty of studies that have come out at this point. In areas that are becoming more vaccinated, COVID is going down. Mm-hmm. And the areas where COVID is not, where vaccinations are not that prevalent, COVID is going up. The science here is pretty evident. But you still have your terrible stroke of bad luck that ends up hitting Chris Paul here. One report that I believe is originating from his son's podcast that people were retweeting as if it was a decent source, but I don't know. This guy was saying that he's asymptomatic. That I would not take that one to the bank, but it does seem worth noting. And so all of the details of it make it kind of just more of a bummer because he got the vaccine and presumably has still been acting relatively reasonable and just sort of general terms. You did see Booker and Paul going to the stands and hugging fans and family members and everything after the game. These stadiums are filling up to full capacity for the first time, and now you have this happen. I don't know that he got it from a fan. I don't know. We don't know any of that. Just some things that are sort of happening in a synchronization right now that just fills me with a disappointment and just sort of a dread. Here are a couple things, though, and then this is where it's going to get macro again. So we're going to get an update on Saturday. James Jones, Suns GM, said he thought Saturday would be, quote, a good day for us to revisit and see where we are. If we play on Sunday, that'll be the day before the game. If we play on Tuesday, we still have a couple days to prepare for our next opponent. And Shams wrote in the story, said, depending on the medical circumstance, an isolation period could be shorter for a vaccinated individual. And so it seems like bad luck. Not necessarily poor form. I don't know all the details. No one knows all the details at this point. But, boy howdy, did this get some wheels turning for me this morning. And did this remind me of a conversation we were having about Montez Sweat and Josh Allen and Sam Darnold and these guys over these last couple of weeks from the NFL that I think the answer should be clearer and clearer to all the time here. If you're sick of hearing me talk about vaccinations, listen to me one more time and then you can stop. Because, you know, there's that, honestly, a dumb tweet from Danny Cannell about how the media should stop asking players if they've been vaccinated or how they feel about vaccines. A couple of things here become increasingly remarkably clear to me. One is sort of even beyond this situation. If any professional athlete rejects modern medicine, that is a story across the board, right? And I'm not talking about like being vegan as opposed to eating meat or whatever. I'm saying you're going for alternate forms of treatment on your ACL reconstruction, on your Achilles. It was a story that The Jets were going through all of this stuff with Coleccio, similarly, I think also with Becton a little bit, right? Where there's some distrust from like team doctors, individual doctors. They weren't putting, nobody was getting a shoulder rebuilt with like horse meat. There were no horse tendons being used on anybody here. But you're going through this process and you go, well, you know what? There's some disagreement between individual players and their agents and their favorite doctors and team doctors. That became a story, reasonably so. But if you started, if any NFL player tore their Achilles and said, I'm just going to let it heal on its own and see what happens, first of all, in their career, and second of all, we would all go, oh, sorry, what are you doing? It's absolute nonsense. And this is one of the elements of the COVID and the vaccine situation. Everyone talks about it being a personal choice. I mean, and it is in the truest sense of the word, but at some point, you've got to make value judgments. And I've seen stories of people with like various like heart conditions that aren't getting the vaccine yet based on what their doctors have suggested, or people who have some sort of genetic thing where they don't get all the vaccines that most people would be getting as their doctors suggested. The important part is not the first half of those statements, but the second. If you've got a doctor's note that says, hey, you shouldn't have this or the other vaccine, if it's polio or COVID, I have no gripe with you because you're listening to theoretically a verified check, blue check mark doctor. My blue check mark is essentially my doctorate.
Yeah.
It's basically a PhD in the internet, is what I like to think.
Dr. Briscoe with an E.
Nope. No E. So there's all of that. That's all. It's newsworthy if a player rejects modern medicine in one form or another. COVID right now is just so all encompassing that people have fatigue. It's become political. But I don't think that the polio vaccine is political at this moment. It probably was as it was rolling out. But the other element here, I can tell you a couple of things, the cycles that I went through today trying to figure out what the deal was with Chris Paul. If Chris Paul was not vaccinated, we're talking about a full 2+ weeks missing the Western Conference Finals. Because he would be quarantining, potentially dealing with symptoms. He would have been, as I understand it, a larger threat to transmit to his teammates and the people around him. And we would be living in a fully different world right now where we don't have, we're looking at a bubble again as opposed to increasing to full capacity because we have this power of vaccines. But specifically for Chris Paul. If Chris Paul lived his life the exact same way that he did here, stroke of bad luck. Not irresponsible, we don't know, but let's say it's just simply a stroke of bad luck. A player who does not get the vaccine, top of their team, top of their sport. This could have happened to LeBron. LeBron's been very quiet throughout this process about if he's vaccinated or not.
Which probably means something.
Seems like an indicator. Not necessarily, but seems like an indicator. If you are the most important player on your team,
wasn't vaccinated from losing.
One of the most important players on your team.
Or the Suns.
A leader on your team, a coach on your team even. And you end up not being available because you chose not to get the thing backed by science that is currently right now bringing us back to a pre-pandemic lifestyle. I would say slowly but surely, but honestly, pretty quickly. Things are moving pretty quick here in America in the grand scheme of things in terms of vaccinations. It is ending with the same impact as choosing not to be there for a game. It's a couple degrees separated, but you simply cannot do that. I'm not saying that you have to do every single thing at every turn to be on the court. I'm saying if the option is there to do something that's going to keep, theoretically, COVID from impacting you and your team and totally uprooting what you have to this point. You have a responsibility not just to your teammates, but for everybody else, to the people around you, to do that thing that is free and easy and reasonable and backed by science. Also, there's a little bit of an offshoot from that. Another reason that everyone needs to get it, or a higher percentage than America's currently pacing at needs to get it, is because it is not a 100% perfect impenetrability. But if everybody in the room is vaccinated, the odds of somebody bringing it in still incredibly minute. We also have all these other variants that are showing up and everything. But then the chances of somebody else in that room catching it, even more minute. Then you take it back home and you have even more minute chances of you passing it along to anybody else. It's the simple science of being vaccinated against diseases that are ravaging the world. We have also pretty significant history of vaccines throughout modern medicine. Anyway, the fact that he did get vaccinated and then tested positive is really unfortunate and really frustrating. Also, the NBA is not having, the world is not having, sports are not having the swaths of positive tests that were plaguing all of us, literally, I guess, a year ago. Because of the science and people opting in to science and the power of incredible and impressive modern medicine. We do that all the time. To say I'm not going to wear my seatbelt because I'm not sure that I need to or whatever. To reject the science of this moment because it's a personal choice is really frustrating, and it's not only irresponsible for yourself, it's irresponsible to the people that you impact. And so this morning, that news comes down from about Chris Paul. My first thought is, holy bleep, is he not vaccinated? Now again, he is. He did the thing he was supposed to do, and bleep happens. It's frustrating, it's disappointing. Hopefully he's back as soon as possible. Most of the reports at this point, relatively optimistic. Beards, also, at some point you turned, I believe, the movie 300 on. And I'm not sure why.
Because there's NBA following it.
Well, it's not on right just now. As of now, I'm watching.
He's just a big fan of the movie
it's
300.
It's the second movie 300. It's the second 300 movie. 301.
The best one.
Dalmatians.
No, I think they're
why
Persians.
Are we watching it right now, though?
Because I didn't want to watch baseball.
I mean, fair enough, I guess. But and now I'm watching NFL Network, so thanks for that.
He's a big fan of the movie, man.
I've only seen the first one once.
He loves the Persians.
The one other thing that we didn't fully get to during our NFL COVID discussion that I'm going to just bring up here and get some people mad at me and then we'll move on to something else is that aside from the irresponsibility and the way that it impacts the people around you, it's the same stuff as the mask stuff, right? You aren't wearing your mask because it's getting other people's particles out of your mouth. It's so you don't spit particles into everybody else's faces, whatever. And it's like one of the most simple possible forms of just like being decent to each other, and vaccines are the reasons that nobody's dying in an iron lung anymore. But whatever. Maybe that's too woke. I don't know. The other thing though that is frustrating to me that I just don't really think I'm gonna try to walk the line on at this point is the personal choice thing, right? That's the phrase that has gotten thrown out. Laurent Duvernay-Tardif used the phrase personal choice. God bless him. He also got the vaccine, said that you should get the vaccine. He is a doctor. I don't know what ever mentions that.
But he's a doctor?
He went to medical school. You know, I didn't play for the Chiefs last year. He was doing doctor stuff.
Next, you're going to tell me he just happened to go to the same college as Andy Reid's mom.
What if I told you that he started a program with Harvard over the course of the most recent break?
I actually didn't know that.
That one that was revealed in the pressers yesterday.
That one's actually new. Yeah.
So, you know, I do want people to make actual like informed choices. The issue here is that there's a difference between making an informed choice and a choice that is under some sort of conspiratorial guise of education. A YouTube video and a massive panel of doctors should not have the same amount of medical sway. I say this to defer to doctors, not because I am one, but because I am not.
He's verified like one.
That is true. But the other thing, and this is a sloppy analogy, and it's going to frustrate people, and it's fine. If NFL player X, I'm not trying to add any names to anything because I don't want to get anybody in trouble by accident. NFL player X comes up to the podium and reporter asks, hey, so what are you doing diet wise this year? Maybe they look a little thick. What are you doing diet-wise this year? Did you do anything different this offseason? Do you do anything different heading into this season? And he goes, yeah, actually. So what I've done is I only eat Pop-Tarts now for every meal. Sometimes they're room temperature, and sometimes they're toasted, and sometimes they're frozen.
What flavor?
A whole variety of flavors. You know, I believe in a diversified portfolio of Pop-Tarts. And I eat Pop-Tarts every meal now. Sometimes I'll just eat one. Sometimes I'll eat both of the ones in the packet. Sometimes I'll eat two pack. You know, it's up. It depends on how I'm feeling that day. But I got a whole pantry. It's full of nothing but Pop-Tarts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my personal decision. Please respect it. Would you?
Yes.
Would you?
No. Maybe.
Now, if you want to say, Josh, this is ridiculous that you're equating the COVID vaccine to Pop-Tarts. It is. But it's exaggeration and hyperbole. It's kind of the point.
I mean, the people who haven't been vaccinated yet probably...
Nothing wrong with Pop-Tarts. Don't you badmouth Pop-Tarts, Rudy?
No, I want like
just
I was
don't eat
say,
only Pop-Tarts.
I think they would believe in the science of only eating Pop-Tarts more than COVID.
98% of doctors agree that eating Pop-Tarts every single meal for your entire life is a bad idea.
With 2% of doctors disagree.
98%. I'm going 98%. 98% of doctors agree that Pop-Tarts for every meal is a bad idea.
The 2% made their own Pop-Tart that just has all the nutrition that you actually need.
That's actually probably
it's just
probably
those 2%
it.
Were like, no, you actually can't eat just this Pop-Tart.
But if they said, that's the strategy, that's what I'm going with here. You know, Lucas Niang showed up like just being a big human being and then like seven people on Twitter called him fat and said he was reporting overweight. If he would have reported it and said, I've only eaten Pop-Tarts, you would not say, you know what, that's a personal decision and I respect it. Because it's dumb. That's sort of the thing. Now, if you say, listen, I have a very rare dietary issue where the only thing I can eat are Pop-Tarts and the only thing that my doctors are telling me to eat are Pop-Tarts, you are clear. You are not the person that I'm talking to. But to a tremendous swath of the country that is only eating Pop-Tarts and then is saying, well, I've done my own research and I think I can get by with the nutrients in the Pop-Tarts, you're making this harder on yourself. The difference is that Pop-Tart consumption isn't contagious.
Well,
maybe. You know what? That might not actually. I don't think I've ever bought. I haven't bought Pop-Tarts in a very long time, but occasionally girlfriend Renee will buy a box of Pop-Tarts, and then I will eat a Pop-Tart because they are right there. Mm-hmm. So in some ways, maybe Pop-Tarts are contagious.
You pop them into a toaster.
But you have to decide at some point. That is an extreme, right? I'm not even saying those are identical. I'm saying that is an extreme. The other side, someone's saying, yeah, I've stopped drinking soda. That's my personal decision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have two total extremes where you say, you know what, not drinking soda anymore, reasonable personal decision by my judgment. Only eating Pop-Tarts, unreasonable. Where is choosing to not get the COVID vaccine? To not be vaccinated, to not listen to your doctor, treat your body well as a professional athlete, whatever form that may take. I've set the two edges on the spectrum for you. You tell me where your line is that crosses it. What is a respect my personal decision and what is unreasonable? It's not going to be the same for everybody. It may not be the same for anybody. But to pretend that, well, it's my choice, is an all-encompassing pass beyond having to do any sort of critical thinking is so frustrating to me. Because it's super lazy. It's super unhelpful, and typically, it's pretty ignorant. But we end up in this space all the time where Montez Sweat says, I need more information, but I don't like that they brought doctors in. Who do you want your information from? Your local Pop-Tart dealer, maybe. I don't know. That part just really frustrates me. Because again, there are so many things where someone can make a personal choice, and it's totally within the realm of general reason. There are lots of things that are arguable. There are lots of things you can disagree on. Lots of things that ride some of those lines. There are also some things that are completely unreasonable. Everybody's going to draw that line in different places. But saying, I don't care to listen to my doctor on this medical issue is not something that, generally speaking, we think of as being a reasonable thing to do. Trey Smith is a Chiefs draft pick because he and his doctors and the Chiefs got on the same page to try to figure out how to manage his blood clots. If Trey Smith said, actually, I don't want to take medication for these blood clots. Or the Chiefs said, hey, we don't want you to take medication for your blood clots. He would not be playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes' kneecap would still be on the side of his leg. And we still wouldn't know what happened in the Browns game. His toe would still have turf toe. If he said, it's my personal decision to leave my kneecap right where you put it. Again, this is hyperbolic. Totally admitting it's hyperbolic. But talking about it in literal terms doesn't seem to always be connecting, so we go to hyperbole.
So what you're saying is you feel great about having campaign as your starting point guard going into the Western Conference Finals.
And I'm having freaking Pop-Tarts for dinner. Summer's coming and hotter days are here. Keep cool with the help of our friends at Manscaped, who just launched their fourth generation performance package, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0.
No way.
4.0? You heard that right. The 4.0.
No way.
Compliment your summer grooming routine with a trim from the leaders in male grooming. The sun is shining and calling your name, fellas. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Three of them are right here. And get ready for summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST.
And did Josh mention this trimmer is waterproof too?
4.0!
In the shower or under the sun, the Lawnmower 4.0 is the best trimmer for you.
Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulations. Before heading outside, use Crop Preserver down under deodorant to keep you on your game in the heat. After a long day of trimming the lawn and whacking the weeds in the summer heat, boost your freshness with the Crop Reviver.
Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers, which I kid you not, am wearing right now,
4.0,
and the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. Do you guys believe me? Do you want to see them? I'm wearing. You guys want to see my underwear?
Not really.
I don't think I'm wearing them.
No. What?
Yeah, I'm wearing them.
Beers, what underwear are you wearing?
Not those, unfortunately.
Manscaped!
I'm wearing the Manscaped.
I wanted to, but they were dirty.
I bought a 3-pack of them.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code ALMOST at manscaped.com. Stay fresh this summer and shine with Manscaped.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
We've had a very like woke hour here, I feel like.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Shout out to the Twitch chat. I told Rudy as I was wandering over to the air conditioner in the studio and then back to my chair. So I don't think I'm going to look at Twitch today. I saw chat moving too quickly for me to assume that it was only good things. And he was like, no, they were good. It was good. So appreciate the congratulations on the huge Twitter verification and also various comments, such as, I would be kind of impressed with an offensive lineman maintaining weight only on Pop-Tarts. And do you remember Mumps? Pepperidge Farms remembers. It's just a bunch where the microchips fit into this. All just a bunch of good stuff, even though apparently the audio wasn't working at the beginning. What you missed was and verified
nothing.
And
Chris
Absolutely
Paul nothing.
And vaccines.
Chris Paul is verified now that he got the vaccine.
The other thing that I would you know, Rudy, now that you mention it, you know, I am verified. I am verified on Twitter, but you know what the most important V in my life is? That I'm vaccinated. Wow. Wow, what a great... Rudy, could you please clap for me, please? Please clap with me.
It's bad, but I have to clap.
Thank
Otherwise,
you.
I'm anti-vaccine.
You, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. We'll talk a bunch of Royals in hour two. David Leskey of Inside the Crown and Royals Review will join us here in 25 minutes. Yeah, my hands sting a little bit. We'll get to some of the Royals rage that I have boiling within me. But I want to talk about some of the other NBA stuff with both of you guys.
I had a scary one today.
Beards, can you get me a shot clock, please?
Oh, why, of course I can. It's ready to go.
I want to see if I can give you all of the day's NBA news in less than 24 seconds.
I think there's also a chance you may be forgetting one.
Is there something new?
It was this morning. Yahoo Sports had a report on it. I do not see it on here. I'll let you go, though.
Just snipe in it at the end if I missed it.
Okay.
Ready, Beards?
Yeah.
And hit it. Chris Paul entered the COVID protocol. The Clippers fear that Kawhi Leonard has an ACL injury, originally reported as a right knee sprain. The Mavs split with GM Donnie Nelson. LaMelo Ball won Rookie of the Year. Scott Brooks out from the Washington Wizards. Stan Van Gundy out after only 1 year in New Orleans. Jokic is not playing in the Olympics because he's no longer even a top 20 Serbian player after getting his Nuggies swept. The Nets last night were ridiculous. Kevin Durant was incredible. James Harden was a nightmare. And they won anyway, and the Bucks seem like they might be toast. What did I miss?
Yahoo Sports is reporting that John Calipari is open to the NBA.
Oh, no bleep? For real?
That's what they said.
Interesting.
Extension now, incoming.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, he's got a lifetime deal. At
bonus incoming.
But yeah, now, Calipari has denied it. But
huh, that's kind of interesting.
I guess it's the right job.
Yeah. You know,
if Boston offered him a job, I think he would think about it.
This is
no thanks. Team. No thanks.
Obviously,
I don't think Boston's going to offer him the job here. So I'm just saying, like, if a good team like that, like, if the Pelicans offer
Pelicans
him the
are
job,
gonna do something weird, I
don't
think.
Think he would consider it because they're bad.
I think the Pelicans are going to do something weird. It feels like they're going to do something wacky. Zion's
Bring
going
in
into
Jeff Van Gundy.
Now, what is his connection?
That's true.
What he has a connection to the Pelicans. What is it?
I really like Stan Van, so I'm disappointed that he got fired
Stan,
after 1 year.
Yeah.
But if we could get Jeff into a sideline and Stan into a booth, that would be a win-win, I think, for all sides.
Well, again, do you have to take Mark? Because I think Mark has to be on the staff if Jeff gets a job and vice versa.
What?
Mark Jackson.
Okay.
Like Jeff Van Gundy.
I was literally thinking, is there a third Van Gundy named Mark that I don't know about?
No.
There's no way
yes,
he wouldn't
Mark
be.
Mark Jackson Van Gundy.
Mark
yes.
Jackson Van Gundy actually is probably right.
Who are, because it was, you said you thought the Pelicans might do something weird. It's Jason Kidd.
It's
got to
be Jason Kidd,
but
right?
The other candidate is actually, and I'm drawing a mind
It's somebody from
now.
Within the organization.
There's somebody from the organization. There's somebody from the Bucks, and then.
There was somebody who gave a speech this year that was apparently very inspirational. That is,
I don't
like
remember the other one
to the team that is now
yikes
a candidate for the job. That would be kind of the outside, you know, out of the box thinking.
If you guys find
the
it,
second
I'll take
I get
it.
The
I'll,
name,
I'm
I'll
looking
let
for
you
what
know.
I'm
yeah.
looking. At, I think Woj had it, so I'm going to look and see.
The other thing, obviously, is that if Kawhi does have an ACL, that is
Teresa Weatherspoon.
I don't know who that is. Do you guys know what that? Do you know who she is?
I just know she gave a speech to the Pelicans earlier this year, and apparently it was very inspirational. Oh, she's also a Pelicans assistant coach.
Got it. Okay. I think the Pelicans are good. It just feels like
Jacques
gonna,
Vaughn and I'm Udoka were the other two names. Jacques Vaughn's an assistant.
You're not.
There.
You've got to stop saying that you're Udoka. It's ridiculous.
I thought Udoka was in Utah.
Yeah, or he's at least in a. I think was he on the G League team, or is he actually on the active roster?
I think he was on the G League last because he had that big injury.
Udoka, yeah, Udoka is.
Yes,
and Beards keeps saying that he. What was that again?
I'm Udoka.
You're not Udoka.
But you guys don't look a lot alike.
No.
Does that work? Like when you go out, Beards? Is that like you know how like Leskie likes to tell people he's Billy Butler when he goes out? Is that a pickup?
Doesn't
line
he tell people he's Mike Sweeney? Is he got
Mike
Billy
Sweeney? I meant.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that a pickup line that worked for you, Beards?
I mean, I haven't tried it out.
You say, I'm either Udoka, and then the other person goes,
who?
Or?
Or what?
And then you say, or what? Not who, Beards. The line was or. Not who. Who what?
No, that was the joke they were making.
But yeah, Teresa Weatherspoon is an assistant currently with the Pelicans. She has been since she's worked with them, I believe, since 2019. But she's been a full time assistant since just 2020.
It's just absolutely this whole day of basketball is nonsense. Where last night, Kevin Durant had a 49 point triple double.
He missed a free throw at the end that would have given him 50.
He was incredible. James Harden had one of the worst stat lines I've ever seen. Obviously, not 100%. Beard, did you have it? You seemed like you had a James Harden shot you wanted to get off.
Well, so I remember because the box score of that game from last night, he was 1 for 10 from the field for 5 points. It reminded
And he played 48 minutes, I think.
45 minutes.
45
Durant
minutes.
Played 48.
Okay.
It reminded me.
How dare you, Josh.
Just on Sorry. That stat line alone of that game, and I think it was 2017, I've got it up there, where they played the Spurs in the second round. And without Kawhi Leonard in the game to defend him, Harden was like, I think, 2 for 11 from the field and 1 for 2 in the first half. And it was one of those weird games that just, obviously different circumstances, but it just triggered that memory for me.
KD went, over the course of 48 minutes, 16 for 23 from the field, 4 for 9 from 3, 13 of 16 from the line, 17 rebounds, all of them defensive, 10 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 3 turnovers, 3 fouls, 49 points.
So,
how is James Harden a plus 4?
Kevin Durant.
Just being on the floor with Kevin Durant?
Yeah. A little side note, like, you know how, like,
but Blake Griffin was a minus 4? Are we sure?
You know, USA Today Sports has, like, the wires, right? Like,
sure.
Chiefs wire. But did you know they have, like, a full ball wire? There's Lonzo wire, LaMelo wire, LeVar wire, and LiAngelo wire. And a LeBron wire. But they have, like, a full section. And the little drop down menu is just called the balls. The balls are Lonzo, LaMelo, LeVar, and LiAngelo.
I don't like calling a website ball wire at all.
Well, the website's Lonzo Wire, but the drop-down is the balls.
Okay. If you're having issues with your ball wire, by the way, manscaped.com, use the promo code ALMOST.
By the way, you forgot to mention the other crazy part of that game last night.
Sure.
Jeff Green going 7 for 8 from 3.
Yeah.
And in the Oklahoma City Thunder of the Northeast, basically, except for Russell Westbrook.
He's in the Northeast, though, too. Just not that team.
The
Harden, hold Durant, on. Harden, Durant, and Jeff Green were all on the same.
Shh, 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 shh. Hold on, Beards. Hold on.
We're all on that team.
Shh, 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 shh. Broklahoma City Thunder?
Sure.
Took me a while. Sorry for shushing you. I needed total silence to work out that perfect. No, it wasn't even a pun. It was a
mismatch.
No, what is that called?
I don't think those guys.
There's
are
a word
broke.
For that. There's a word for that. There's a word for the.
Is Kevin Durant broke?
One word being two words. It's not a palindrome. That's different.
Well, I know. I know Harden's not broke.
Oh my God.
Maybe.
Have you seen
the strippers?
That's what I was gonna say. It's like I'm not
Has
saying
he
Harden's broke.
Brooklyn yet?
But he throws cash around, that's for sure.
Portmanteau.
No, that's in the Northwest.
That's where Lillard plays.
Yeah.
I think Portmanteau sounds like a northeastern city for sure. Portmanteau's in New England.
Ports.
It's beautiful this time of year.
Portland.
The Portmanteau Blazers.
If only one of them had a toe injury.
Portmanteau Blazers? That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, man.
Portmanteau Blazers is definitely better than the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Very good.
I'll take it. Can I read you guys an Onion headline?
Jeff Green had an offensive rating of 195 in that game.
I'll take that as a yes.
That was the Onion headline, actually.
From the Onion, Nation begrudgingly agrees to learn Devin Booker's name.
I didn't see that.
Did you read the actual body of it? It's very good. You know what? Can I read the internet really quickly, Beards?
Why, of course you can.
I would love to do that for this beautiful Onion article about my my son.
And now, Josh reads the internet.
Expressing frustration at the prospect of adding yet another basketball player to their collective consciousness, the Nation begrudgingly agreed Wednesday to learn Suns guard Devin Booker's name. Quote, all right, I guess he's good enough to start keeping tabs on, whatever, said Elijah Forbes, echoing the sentiment of 328 million Americans who agreed to stop calling Booker, quote, one of the Jenner's boyfriends, or, quote, the guy standing next to LeBron in the picture. As far as the Suns go, we know Chris Paul from the commercials. We like Chris. Now I guess we'll make a little room for D-Book. Is that really what they call him? Huh. End quote. At press time, the Nation vowed to never learn the names of any player on the Utah Jazz. It's the end of the story, Beards. Thank you. Perfect. Excellent. Great work as always.
Thank you.
So tonight we get Hawks Sixers.
Yeah.
Which feels like it. I'm looking at it on my screen right now, and I'm surprised that series is 2-2. I don't totally understand how we got the 2-2 there. But it feels like Sixers are going to win that series, right? Does it feel kind of toast?
I mean, is Embiid healthy?
I don't know.
Nobody knows, Spears. That's the thing.
I don't know. But it seems...
Is anybody healthy?
That's the question. And then tonight, we get Jazz Clippers. I'm genuinely asking both of you on this, if either of you feel properly equipped to answer this question.
Okay.
Yes.
Clearly no Kawhi tonight.
No.
Obviously.
We'll see.
Rudy got it wrong. First said yes before I even asked. Clearly no Kawhi tonight. Maybe no more Kawhi for the rest of the playoffs. Kawhi's 2022 might be in jeopardy if it's a torn ACL. The phrase ACL injury makes me a little optimistic on his behalf. Then the Clippers have Paul George and them dudes.
Yep.
And then the Jazz.
Wish had torn his ACL.
What?
Paul George is bad.
Why did you just wish?
He's been
Paul George.
Paul George had a great game.
They wish it.
Probably not at this point, no.
At this
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying they wish he had, not Kawhi.
Oh.
Yeah, but but the Chiefs couldn't give Chad Henne Patrick Mahomes' turf toe,
Rudy. It was just like a joke, because like Paul George has just been very bad in the playoffs.
Rudy?
Not this year.
Rudy, he had like a bad game,
he
right?
went like 4-17, like 3 games ago.
Okay, and he had 2 really good games since then.
Rudy, I want you to just do 2 things for me really quick. I want you to look out the window to your right, to your right. Yeah. Nope, that's the... Okay, well, I was going to have you look both ways anyway. So you have the balcony out here. You can look out... that's inside. You look around you. Rudy has looked at both directions, which is the whole goal. We can't make jokes about anything medical at this point in human history.
Right. We knee injuries, only, absolutely.
We can only... No, because knee injuries are a hoax.
Ah.
And...
Good point.
Even that joke that I was going to make, I had to abort because I was afraid that I was going to walk into a joke that I didn't want to be making. Say you're sorry. Apologize to Paul George.
I'm not going to apologize to Paul
Rudy,
George.
Apologize.
I'm good.
Paul Georgeagize.
I'm good.
Portmanteau. So as a Suns fan, what should I be rooting for right now? Because here's the thing. I was rooting for the
Clippers.
Jazz because I liked the Jazz matchup much better with
Donovan
Kawhi.
Donovan Mitchell's also got an ankle injury.
Does he really?
And Connelly had a setback in his recovery
thing.
He's out tonight. He's out tonight, and he might be out for the rest of the series, but they're like not 100% sure.
Yeah, I think I would rather deal with the Clippers because you just know Kawhi's out.
Oh, God, no.
Without Kawhi, you wouldn't rather play?
Because you just know Kawhi's out. Kawhi tore his ACL, Beers.
No, they tore it.
Okay, well, it's an ACL injury.
Sprained knee.
Kawhi's,
they're waiting for the swelling to go down.
If you know Kawhi, then yes, Clippers.
It is extremely likely that Kawhi is done for the rest of this year and the game next year.
I just want to know who I should be rooting for other than Chris Paul's immune system. Because my jersey right now, my number 3, the Valley jersey that just says immune system on the back, that's getting here with my Suns in number 4 jersey, those are both on the way, but they're not going to get here in time.
Yeah, here's the thing. At the end of it likely looks what you're basically saying. Would you who do you fear more, Donovan Mitchell or Paul George? Because like I don't feel like if I'm a Suns fan, I do not fear Paul George at all.
Yeah, that's
like
that's
literally
correct.
At all. Paul George does nothing for me. Like if Paul George is one of my 2 best players on my team, you have no chance of winning a title.
You're being really mean to Paul George.
He's just not that good. Like he's a good basketball player, but he is not a star. He never plays big games.
If the Clippers win tonight on Friday, will you apologize?
No. If he wins a title, I will. Or just like has, I mean, you know, take it away, he doesn't have to win a title. If he just like plays, if he has like a great Western Conference Finals and like win or lose, I'll apologize. You say it. I've got all my stuff.
Now you
got
to just hit.
Apologize.
You're going to plagiarize your apology?
Portmanteau Blazers.
That does sound like something I would do.
It's just been a bonkers day. Just absolutely. Like I saw the Conley thing. I completely missed Donovan Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And those 2 games that are happening tonight aren't in and of themselves the biggest stories of the day. Also, at some point earlier, by the way, Brian Windhorst said that there was more still coming. It's wild.
But not Suns related. I saw that tweet.
Somebody tweeted me, and boy, I just, to David on Twitter, David, you got to watch yourself, David. There's no E at the end of my name, but he did call me Dr. Briscoe, which at first I thought was going to be an eventual COVID joke, but then I think maybe just referencing my beautiful check mark. So thank you, David. Because of that, you are forgiven. Said, what's more statistically probable, a false positive rapid COVID test or a positive result after vaccination? I think... That if
did you let a balloon out?
I think.
Don't do that again.
That stop interrupting me and I won't have to. I believe.
That was worse.
That if there was a rapid test with a positive, I would assume that there would be another test following that before he would enter the protocols. I think the specifics of entering the protocols probably means that it's actually a positive test. Because there is that minute chance of catching COVID even after being vaccinated.
Yes.
One of the reasons that you want the people around you to also get vaccinated.
Aspen says he hates it here.
Why?
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
That was an upsetting sound that I had to make with my mouth.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
We'll talk about baseball with David Leske here in like 5 minutes. I'm not going to try to get into everything that happened today on that front because it's a lot. And we'll cook through the baseball stuff for about the next hour of the show. Here's what I want to talk about in a brief moment here. It's a tweet that I saw. Ben Albright tweeted it out earlier today, and it frustrated me more than anything in life. And I just did the first segment about anti-vaxxers. And then I made that annoying sound a bunch, and Chris Paul might be out for the first game of the Western Conference Finals. And this might have been the most angry I got today. This is from Side Hustle King on Twitter. It's not sports related at all. You shouldn't need that warning. The lead up should have explained this. Would you rather get paid $1 million right now?
Yes.
I literally I knew that was coming. That might have been I'm ruining it by explaining it, but that might have been our most in sync thing ever. Would you rather get paid $1 million right now?
Yes.
Or $50 every month for the rest of your life?
Yes.
$50? That's it?
$50 a month. Not a significant life-changing amount
Let's
of money.
See, hang on. 5 years. 5 times 12 is 60. I think I'll take the million.
And they say, I'll take option B. That's what passive income is. Find a way to make passive income. It'll change your life. Now, the ratio on this thing is pretty aggressive, but there are a decent number of people that have responded to this, and some of them appear to be kind of trolling on some level, and I'm not going to acknowledge the trolls of this. Here's what I'm going to say. Because this shows up on Twitter every few months.
Yeah.
Somebody says, you could lead me to water, but you can't make me fish, which is not the saying.
It's true. You can't make me fish.
You can't make me fish.
I'll sit there and I'll read a good book.
I would rather get $50 every month than $1 million right now because I'm working for it. If the point, listen here, folks.
You want to know the math on that, by the way?
Sure.
How long do you think you're going
to
live?
I'm 28. I said if I just go to 80, it's $31,000. $31,200.
I think you're going. Oof, that's a long time, Beards.
So. Here's the thing. If you had $1 million right now, yeah. Do you know how bleeping easy it would be to make $50 a month based off of that?
Yeah.
Just put it in like any stock or bond.
Yeah.
Buy some crypto.
Yeah.
Invest in birdseed. It doesn't matter. With $1 million investment, you can live off of what you're going to make way more than $50 just based on your interest.
Yep.
And I know that most people listening right now understand this wholeheartedly.
I'd buy a Slim's chicken.
But Twitter is so stupid. It's such a stupid, dumb place filled with silly people.
They'll verify anybody these days.
Which is why I'm verified. I am the king of the dumb idiots on Twitter. And I'll take your $1 million. That'll be interesting out of context. David Leske's next.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.